Cape Talk.
The U.S. Report.
The U.S. Report is brought to you by Adrian Bruni, all the way from Manhattan, New York. Adrian, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Good morning, Ams. How are you today?
Adrian, absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. But I believe in the United States and in your part of the world, the New York terrorist attack. What's the latest happening down there?
Right. Yeah. So 8 people were killed and a dozen more were injured yesterday when a driver in a rented pickup truck deliberately drove down a West Side bike path in Lower Manhattan before crashing into a school bus. City officials labeled the attack as terrorist, the deadliest in New York since 9/11. So the motorist, 29-year-old Uzbek immigrant Saifullah Saipov, departed the truck at the crash scene, shouted Allahu Akbar, and fired a pellet gun before a police officer on patrol in the area returned fire, hitting the suspect in the abdomen. So the incident took place in the Tribeca neighborhood, which is less than a mile from the World Trade Center, which was the site of the terror attack on September 11, 2001. So law enforcement sources say Saipov, who entered the U.S. in 2010, left a note in the truck claiming he committed the attack for the Islamic State, though it is not known whether he was imitating other ISIS-inspired road attacks in Europe or if he had received a directive from the group. So while police rushed the wounded suspect to Bellevue Hospital, 6 of the victims, all men, were pronounced dead at the scene and 2 more died later. And this is according to Police Commissioner James O'Neill. So I have a clip of New York Mayor Bill de Blasio commenting about the attack, which happened about 4 p.m. Yesterday.
It's a very painful day in our city. Horrible tragedy on the West Side. Let me be clear that based on the information we have at this moment, this was an act of terror and a particularly cowardly act of terror aimed at innocent civilians, aimed at people going about their lives who had no idea of what was about to hit them. We, at this moment, based on the information we have, we know of 8 innocent people who have lost their lives and over a dozen more injured. We know that this action was intended to break our spirit. But we also know New Yorkers are strong, New Yorkers are resilient, and our spirit will never be moved by an act of violence, an act meant to intimidate us. We have been tested before as a city very near the site of today's tragedy, and New Yorkers do not give in the face of these kinds of actions. We'll respond as we always do. We will be undeterred.
So the West Side bike path is particularly popular with New Yorkers as it skirts the Hudson River, which runs between New York and New Jersey. So more people might have been killed or injured had the attack taken place later in the evening or even in September, a month earlier. So my running club uses this route on a regular basis, and sometimes 2 or 3 times per week. So it's, this one was very close to home.
And talking about the, going against Trump sometimes will get you, I suppose it won't get you into trouble. You get yourself into trouble, but Trump's campaign chairman folds.
Right. President Donald Trump's campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, was indicted Monday on charges that he funneled $18 million through overseas shell companies and used the money to buy luxury cars, real estate, antiques, and expensive suits. So the charges against Manafort and his longtime associate, Rick Gates, represent an escalation in a special counsel investigation into misdeeds taking in Trump's 2016 campaign. More importantly, however, one of the early foreign policy advisors to Trump's campaign, George Papadopoulos, pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about contacting a professor with ties to Kremlin officials. But the White House distanced itself from the three indicted men, saying that Papadopoulos had an extremely limited role in Trump's campaign. However, Papadopoulos's plea indicates he has been cooperating with investigators for months, and insiders expect that more indictments are coming. As former U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara said last week, this could be an effort to exert pressure on sort of what they deem low-hanging fruit and see who else starts talking or who, you know, gives up someone higher. That's usually how this thing goes. So I have a clip for you of White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders on the indictment.
But look, today's announcement has nothing to do with the president, has nothing to do with the president's campaign or campaign activity. The real collusion scandal, as we've said several times before, has everything to do with the Clinton campaign, Fusion GPS, and Russia. There's clear evidence of the Clinton campaign colluding with Russian intelligence to spread disinformation and smear the president to influence the election. We've been saying from day one there's been no evidence of Trump-Russia collusion, and nothing in the indictment today changes that at all.
But the George Papadopoulos agreement is about the campaign. It is specifically about the campaign.
It has nothing to do with the activities of the campaign. It has to do with his failure to tell the truth. That doesn't have anything to do with the campaign or the campaign's activities.
But it is the clearest evidence yet of ties between the Trump campaign and Russian officials. So.
Again, there are no activities or official capacity in which the Trump campaign was engaged in any of these activities. Most of them took place well before the campaign ever even existed.
I tell you, Sarah is one lady that's earning her money. I'll tell you that much. She really has to handle some interesting situations, but almost like a scene out of a movie. Navy SEALs have strangled, or alleged to have strangled, an Army Green Beret.
Right. This one is way out of left field. So Navy criminal authorities have launched a probe into whether two members of the elite SEAL Team 6 strangled an Army Green Beret in June while they were on a secret assignment in Mali, according to military officials. Staff Sergeant Logan J. Melgar, a 34-year-old veteran of two tours in Afghanistan, was found dead on June 4th in the embassy housing he shared in Bamako, the capital of Mali, with a few other special operations forces. His killing is the latest known violent death of American troops on little-known training and counterterrorism missions in West Africa. Last month, the case was handed off to the Naval Criminal Investigative Service, and while no one has been charged in Sergeant Melgar's death, two Navy SEALs who have not been identified were flown out of Mali shortly after the episode and were placed on administrative leave. The biggest unanswered question is why Sergeant Melgar was killed. He was part of a small team in Bamako assigned to help provide intelligence about Islamic militancies in Mali to the U.S. ambassador stationed there, and then he was also tasked with assessing which Malian army troops might be trained and equipped to build a counterterrorism force. So this was likely a dispute among roommates, possibly. That's the speculation coming out of this one so far. It's a very strange occurrence.
Talking about strange occurrences, here he was being accused of making sexual advances, and the House of Cards lead actor comes out and says, no, I don't remember that. In fact, I'm gay. Yes, I am gay, though.
Right. So, yes, he said, I honestly do not remember the encounter, and that's what he wrote in an apology to actor Anthony Rapp. This is Kevin Spacey, who claims that Spacey made a sexual advance on him in 1986 when Spacey was 26 and Rapp was 14. In his statement, Spacey also explained that he's long been protective of his privacy, but will now live openly as a gay man. Speculation has long been rife about Spacey's sexual orientation, as have rumors of assaults. I don't know, I haven't heard any, but possibly. Rapp says he was emboldened to come forward by women making public allegations about Harvey Weinstein. So as a result of it all, Netflix officially announced that House of Cards, which was Spacey's groundbreaking political drama that basically launched the startup streaming service, will not return after its sixth season, which is currently in production. Netflix, which was expected to end House of Cards soon anyway, says it was deeply troubled by the allegation. Meanwhile, Spacey's apology to Rapp and his simultaneous coming out have unleashed negative reactions from LGBT actors and activists, as the gay community has long battled the perception that homosexuality is somehow tied to child molestation.
What are the negative reactions from the LGBT community?
They're saying such things as it was the wrong time to come out. If you're being accused of something like this, you don't really say, I am an open... I mean, maybe it was a diversion tactic, but it did not play to Spacey's... any sort of sympathy for Spacey at all.
But they don't get to say that. I don't care whether they what body they are. They don't get to tell anyone when to come out. It's not up to them. Because once you go that line, what's stopping me from saying, you know, you shouldn't come out as a gay person at all?
I agree, I definitely agree that no one should... no one has a right to tell a person when they should or should not come out, but I think that he should have just left it. If he said he didn't do it, he should have said, I didn't do it. And I guess what Hollywood activists are saying, he should have just left out the part about him being gay, because for a long time in the United States, many people who are anti-gay have accused gay men of being pedophiles when pedophilia has nothing to do with being gay.
You know,
so the fact that he put both in one sentence or in one Twitter or tweet just doesn't look good.
This would be my view on the issue, Adrian. It would be that the LGBT community says, you know what? The man has come out. He says he doesn't remember what has happened. And that is that. Because the moment you start opening doors like that, where you're saying it's okay to maybe say it's not all right to do it like this, then you also opening doors for the other communities to say something about the LGBT community at certain times. It's one of those catch 22. Situations where there's no winning at all. But nonetheless, that's just my view on that. Adrian, been a pleasure.
Yeah, you too, as always. And definitely Catch 22. Lots of news coming out of the States these days as well. So.
For sure. Thank you so much. Adrian Bruni, all the way from Manhattan, New York.